News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Primary school children who are unvaccinated and have no symptoms of COVID-19 will be allowed to stay in school from Monday if they are close contacts of a confirmed case. The change is set to come into force despite 90 outbreaks of COVID-19 in schools last week. So is this the best course of action? We're joined by Eoin O'Riordan, Labour Education Spokesperson, and Aoife McLeish, Professor of Genetics at Trinity College Dublin and a member of the Independent Scientific Advocacy Group. Aoife McLeish, to you first. You're opposed to this move?
Well, I am, I think, because we see that we've got really high case numbers, specifically in the primary school age group. We know that children catch COVID. We know that they spread COVID. So it's only logical that this also happens in school, and we should be trying to manage this, not ignore it. And you can't manage what you don't measure. And so I think it's just blindfolding the public health. It's removing actually the only public health intervention that we have in primary schools. We don't have masks. We don't have air filtration systems. And we, without those things, you know, the only thing that's left is the contact tracing and the information that that provides to people to know that they were sitting beside somebody who had COVID and maybe they can decide not to see their grandparents that weekend or something like that. I just think it's, I understand that people don't want to have to do these things anymore, but I think closing our eyes to it doesn't help. So
Eoin O'Riordan, then do you disagree?
Well, I just find the whole situation in primary schools intensely frustrating. I mean, just for context, what I was getting in the first week back was, you know, principals onto me saying the whole system was completely chaotic, that children were going home for 14 days at the HSE where it wasn't in any way in contact with schools. The public health team was overwhelmed, and that they were doing nothing else except managing COVID cases. And in their view, the thing was chaotic. And what we were getting from the minister and from the department was nothing to see.
We have that, Eoin. I think you've actually been on the show talking about that before. Just specifically, though, on this decision to allow primary school children who are unvaccinated and have no symptoms of COVID-19 to be allowed to stay in school, is that something you welcome?
Well, I welcome that there's a change. I welcome that there's a reaction to what we were saying. But what I find, and if the system can work better and we don't have, you know, potentially tens of thousands of children out of school, well, then that's something that I think is going to be, it's going to be beneficial for children, because what happens, and their families, because what happened previous to this was a situation where we had, you know, lockdowns of schools and children losing weeks on end. So, however, I am anxious of listening to what Aoife is saying, that if this isn't safe. But I would make the point again, though, and I think it's a point I feel quite strongly about, is that the complacency within the Department of Education and wider departments, who clearly aren't talking to each other, it's as if they're not hearing anything, and then out of nowhere a decision comes that takes everybody by surprise. The similar thing happened with pregnant teachers. Nothing was going to change, and then it changed overnight. And everybody had to react to that change.
Okay.
And now a similar situation has happened today. So it's the management of it, which I think is going to keep probably children in school.
All right, I do want to bring Aoife McLeish back in. Aoife, can I just read you something Tony Holohan said yesterday? The reopening of schools has not led to an increase in transmission of COVID-19 among school-going children or more widely across the population. That seems pretty emphatic to me.
It's quite a strong statement, but I don't think there's really the evidence in Ireland to support that.
Really?
Such a short amount of time.
Is Tony Holohan just making up stuff?
No, I don't think he's making up stuff, but I don't think he can make such a strong statement with great confidence after this amount of time. We know internationally, Irish children
This is Neffet we're talking about.
Like,
Could they be more cautious and more concerned? They've been incredibly cautious for the last 19 months. They don't come out and willy-nilly say things.
Well, I don't know why they're saying this, because we know internationally that school spread happens. We have plenty of examples of that. Spread happens within schools. There's no magic property of schools. The way you want to, if you want to protect the educational year, if you want to protect the academic year, what we should be saying is that there should be high quality masks for all children, including primary school children. That is much less of a disruption than having to go home or close schools. And we should be putting in air filtration systems into every classroom. So Orla Hegarty calculated that it would cost about 10 to 12 million to put an air filtration system into every classroom, primary and secondary, in the entire country. That is small change compared to the money we've spent. If you did that plus masks, you would be having a dramatic reduction in the transmission in schools. But we're not seeing, sorry,
that's all based on the premise that we're seeing large cases of transmission in schools. Tony Holland says we're not. And we're also, I mean, you talked about meeting grandparents and all. Those grandparents are vaccinated.
The grandparents are vaccinated, but we know that the vaccines are not bulletproof, and everybody is aware of that. And anybody
who has high vulnerability... They're not bulletproof, but they give a huge level of protection. We also know that.
Yes, we do know that. But honestly, like, all I'm saying is that if you knew you were the contact of a close contact of an infected person, you can have that information and decide, will I or will I not see my vulnerable family member? I'm not saying you don't go. I'm saying that information is relevant to you, and that at the moment they're talking about stopping testing and contact tracing. And if you take that at face value, it means you will not be informed that you were sitting beside somebody who is infected. And so that is, I'm just saying that information is part of what we need to be providing here, and it's part of managing this system. Aon is talking about the disruptions to school, and you know, the fact that the contact tracing system has been chaotic is not a reason to abandon it, it's a reason to improve it. But contact tracing on its own is actually only one of the things we can do, and these masks and filtration systems. Yeah, Hickwa,
by the way, Hickwa says masks cause more harm than good in that age group.
And I don't agree with them. There's the evidence that says that not, they don't.
You don't agree with Hickwa, and you don't agree with Neffel. I mean, are they both wrong and your group is right?
I'm just reading international papers, and you know, there's no evidence that in that age group that it causes any harm. If you're talking about weighing up the harm of missing school and catching COVID, actually, because at the moment we're talking about, if we remove these protections, the last remaining protection in primary school, what you are saying is that every child in primary school age is eventually going to be exposed and catch and potentially get symptoms.
Are they saying that? How are we saying that?
Because we are not we're removing every protection in the context of the cases rising in that age group. The most dramatic rise in the country at the moment is in primary school age group, 5 to 14. It's not broken down exactly into primary school, but it's including primary school. So that's increasing while other age groups are decreasing.
There's absolutely no evidence that comes from them being in school, by the way.
There's no evidence that it doesn't. Why would it not? Schools are not magic.
We do know that in the first couple of weeks, they were community-based cases, and that they then came to school. And so
they
it actually wasn't schools reopening.
So we know that they were in the community, so that people who were, when schools weren't open, obviously it wasn't in school, it was in the community. People who had it walked into school carrying it, and then it spread within the schools. Well, that's the way it happens. If people are beside each other carrying COVID, it spreads.
Neffel says it didn't, Aoife. That's the point.
They're trying to say that it didn't cause a big increase, but it's mystifying. And you ask any public health doctors, they will say that, and you see the evidence, there's evidence from schools in the US and schools in Spain. Spread is happening in schools. It's happening between children. I think we're really missing the point if we're trying to say somehow children magically don't spread COVID. We know this. We know it happens. And what I'm saying is, if you care about protecting the school year, you bring in masks, you bring in air filtration systems. You don't remove the only public health protection we have.
Okay, Aoife McIlhenny, thanks indeed. Aon O'Riordan, sorry, just to come back to you. I've been speaking to, I know the teaching unions are concerned about this, but the teachers I've spoken to over the last few days are saying this has to happen. Kids are missing too much school. Do you kind of share that view?
That's the view I'm coming from, because the system, it was completely unsustainable. We were looking at tens of thousands of children being out between now and October, and the basis for which that was happening didn't stand up to scrutiny. We did have perfectly healthy children being sent home for 14 days, and it wasn't working. And for many schools, it was working, and September wasn't problematic. But for many, there was principals on to me who had never been on before. So this is a change. I would be reluctant to go down the rule the road of masks for every primary school children child. I think there's a lot of evidence that that's going to make them feel uncomfortable unnecessarily as they're developing in their own space. But I would say again that there just doesn't seem to be a coherence of approach between different departments, because when we say these things, continuously trying to be solve problems in a pragmatic way, we're told there's no problem, and then there is a change that takes everybody by surprise. And this sort of approach to public health and education has to alter.
Okay, Eoin Ireland, Labour Education Spokesperson, and before that, Aoife McGlaith. Thank you both for talking to News Talk Breakfast.